To Beirut now, where Lebanese authorities have arrested 16 people, including the port manager, as the investigation into Tuesday's fatal explosion, which displaced a quarter of a million people, continues. French President Emmanuel Macron made a dramatic visit to the site today, calling for calm and an international inquiry as angry protests took place throughout the city. Macron vowed whilst aid would be forthcoming, Lebanon's leaders would need to end rife corruption first. And he would be returning next month to follow up. Adam Reid reports.
Facing devastation, help is arriving in Lebanon. These emergency aid flights from Italy and Russia touching down in Beirut, carrying medical personnel and supplies, less than 2 days after a catastrophic explosion levelled the city's port area and destroyed large sections of the Lebanese capital. French President Emmanuel Macron also arrived Thursday, promising to help organise international efforts whilst warning Lebanon's authorities that they need to address the corruption within.
The first victim of this crisis is the Lebanese people. It requires an extremely quick reaction. So for me, this visit is also an opportunity for frank dialogue, a demanding one with political leaders and Lebanese institutions.
The death toll reached at least 145 by Thursday, but dozens are still missing. Up to a quarter of a million people have been left without habitable homes. Preliminary investigations blame the explosion on inaction and negligence, saying nothing was done to remove tons of ammonium nitrate from the port. Local officials have denied the incident was the result of an attack. Lebanon's hospitals are overwhelmed by thousands of injured people, while other care facilities were themselves put out of action by the explosion. At St George Hospital, the ceiling caved in, killing four nurses. The people of Lebanon are used to suffering through decades of war and civil unrest. After this latest tragedy, among the personal and material loss, came a song. Beirut resident Hoda Melki captured a touching video of her mother playing the piano, surrounded by the debris of her damaged apartment.